Chapter 122. "That depends," he answered, taking the subject as a matter of course between them. "P perhaps her mother may stay there with her, and I may come back very soon. This telegram leaves us in ignorance, which is rather anxious. But no doubt the arrangements of the will lately made are satisfactory, and there may possibly be an heir yet to be born. In any case, I feel confident that Gwendolyn will be liberally, I should expect, splendidly provided for." "It must have been a great shock for her," said Rex, getting more resolute after the first twinge had been born. I suppose he was a devoted husband." "No doubt of it," said the rector, in his most decided manner. "A few men of his position would have come forward as he did under the circumstances." Rex had never seen Grandcourt, had never been spoken to about him by anyone of the family, and knew nothing of Gwendolyn's flight from her suitor to Lubron. He only knew that Grandcourt, being very much in love with her, had made her an offer in the first weeks of her sudden poverty, and had behaved very handsomely in providing for her mother and sisters. That was all very natural, and what Rex himself would have liked to do. Grandcourt had been a lucky fellow, and had had some happiness, before he got drowned. Yet Rex wondered much whether Gwendolyn had been in love with the successful suitor, or had only forborne to tell him that she hated being made love to. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.